Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Reed and Minister Bead. We are going to be talking this morning about agreement and unity. Amen? We are going to be reading from the book of Matthew's 18th chapter, starting at verse 18, 19, and 20. Praise God. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Verse 19, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Praise God for the word today. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall stand forever. Thank God for the word. We're going to focus on verse 19. I'm going to read it one more time. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. They have it written in the Bible why verse 19 come in between 18 and 20. But to me, verse 19 just roll up everything. And the word is right all by itself. He say, where two or more shall touch and agree about anything. Now, that's what God said. And I believe what his word say. It shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. An agreement is a unity. When you begin to agree on things, you are in unity, togetherness. Unity is a state of being, united or joined as a whole. Amen? Throughout the world, since the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, the church, have had a time of coming together in agreement. I never forget when I first decided to give my life to Christ, and I was reading the scripture. It say the hardest thing once you give your life to Christ to bring up under subjection is the flesh. And I was thinking about it, and the Lord began to minister to me. He said, we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So we come here in the flesh. So that's why it's so hard to bring the flesh up under subjection. But according to the word of God, it can be done. Amen? Throughout the world, since the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, the church, have had a time of coming together in agreement and bringing their flesh up under subjection. But you know what God says? He said, it is our will to do right or do wrong. That's one thing God do not mess with, our will. He give us a choice. He say, work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You're going to have a made up mind. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to live for Jesus. You can't be halfway in the world and halfway out. You can't have a foot in and a foot out. You got to put both feet in if you want to see the hand of God move in your life. So our will is free, people. God is so good to us, he gave us a free will. Every morning when we wake up, we should tell our body that it is under our control. We need to speak to our body, speak to our flesh, and tell it to get in line with the word of God. Amen? He said he gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air. He gave us dominion. He already gave us that power. What are we going to do with it? We can speak to our own flesh and tell it, flesh, you are going to get in line with the word of God. Decree and declare. Speak to your flesh. Tell your flesh, okay, now, we're not doing this today. Amen? But you got a lot of people, they'll come up and say, the devil made me do it. If it wasn't for the devil, I wouldn't have did it. You know the flesh is weak. But God already told us our will is free. We can will to do right, or we can will to do wrong. So it's up to us. He said, work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. It's up to an individual, people. Can't nobody accuse nobody. Can't nobody point their finger at nobody and say, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be lost. If it wasn't for them, I would be saved. If it wasn't for them, et cetera, et cetera. Go on and on and on. No, no, no. It's your will. You can will to do right or will to do wrong. It is up to us. We have to tell our flesh to line up with the word of God. And when it becomes easier for the flesh to line up with the word, it's when you know what the word say. You have to be in line with the word. You have to speak the word. Speak to your flesh. Day and night. The word of God said we should meditate on the word of God day and night. Let it not depart from our eyes nor our lips. Meditate therein, and we will find help and strength even to the marrow of our bones. So we're going to have to do something to get something. When you go to your job, you don't just go there and sit up with your feet on the desk. If you want the job to go well, you got to work. Whatever you're doing, in order for it to go through, you're going to have to do something. So in order for the word of God to work in our lives and to perform what he said was going to perform in our lives, so we won't let our will get into it, but God's will, we're going to have to do it the way God wants us to do it. We have to be connected to God. He said for us to hide the word in our hearts, and we will not sin against him. But you got to put it in your heart first. Amen? A lot of people say, oh, God ain't real. Oh, that ain't true. Oh, he was such a good God, he wouldn't do this and he wouldn't do that. It ain't got nothing to do with God. It's on us. He say, keep those that want to be kept. If you desire to be kept, he'll keep you. Amen? We have to learn to crucify the flesh. Crucify the flesh. In Galatians 5 and 24, it say, we need to crucify the flesh with the affection and lusts that it have inside of it. We need to do that. Amen? We can't put it on the devil. We can't put it on God. He say, resist the devil and he'll flee. Amen? But if we live in the spirit, we should also walk in the spirit. If we live in the flesh, we gonna walk in the flesh. So when we living in the spirit, we can bring our flesh subject. And that way we can become in unity with one another. And unity in the spirit. Things in the spirit are more real than the natural. You might think the natural is more real because so much going on, but it's not. The spirit realm is more, the spirit is more real than the natural. If we want to see things happen in our lives, in the world, we have to walk in unity in the spirit of God. Because if we look around ourselves, we don't even have to listen to the news. There's so much destruction going on. When we start walking in the flesh, that's what happened. Whatever you walk in, that's what's going to get fulfilled. We see a whole lot of stuff going on. Wars and rumors of wars. Unforgiveness. Killing. Racism. Killing each other. Suicide. Mothers destroying children. Stealing. Cheating. Lying. Drugs and alcohol controlling our lives. It's just so much going on in the world. But all that comes from walking in the flesh. Not in the spirit. If we want to walk in the flesh, we're going to have to come in agreement. If we want to walk in the spirit, we're going to have to come in agreement with the word of God. And as we begin to walk in the spirit, do the things the word of God say do, we'll see things begin to turn around. He say, where two or more touching and agree, it shall come to pass. You know, that's so awesome, because if it's just two here and it's two over there and two over there, all over the world, two everywhere, that's a lot of people. If you what you say you are. He said, we touching and agree, it shall come to pass. He shall make it happen. Whatever it is. I don't care whether it's walls, rumors of walls. And another thing the enemy is doing, separating families. That's a big thing now. Because there's unity in families. If he know he can cause us to split, he sure can cause the world to destroy us. We're going to have to do it God's way, people. We want to see a change. It seemed real simple, because God said his way is so simple, even a fool can't err. It's really, really simple. It ain't about the Paul say he got a education and he counted as nothing. He counted as done. Everybody know what done is. If I say it on the air, they say I'm a sinner. But you know what done is. God said, Paul said he counted as nothing. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. It's whether or not we in agreement. It's whether or not we are in unity. And we will begin to see the hand of God move. We begin to see all the killing stopping. Mothers against children and fathers against sons and wars and rumors of wars. If we want to see that stuff stop, people, we got to come together. If we say we are a child of God, we trust God, we believe in God, we go to church every Sunday shouting and hollering and stuff. Woo! We're going to have to come together, people. Like my sister always say, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. It ain't nothing hard. Just come in agreement, in unity, on one accord. He didn't say you got to be two black together or two whites. He say people. He say if my people that are called by my name. He say people. He didn't put no color behind it. He didn't put no education behind it. Now don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with education. Because that's how we need that to live in the world. But he didn't put any of that behind it. He said, my people, why two or three are come together in my name, touching and agreeing in my name, I would do it for them. Amen? Keep touching and agreeing, people. Keep coming together in unity, people. Keep walking in love and in togetherness. Do you know if you fool around and you hook up with the wrong people and get in the wrong battle, it become your battle. Walk in the spirit of God, people. We need to do that now more than ever, because the world is going wild. But the word already told us that. But God also told us what we should do. If we got power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air, every creek.